So when was the last time you took a risk with your website? We're all so cautious, aren't we, these days with our websites? It's all become so grown up, and there's people like me telling you that you should do this or you shouldn't do that, and this is the right thing to do from a usability point of view, or from a marketing point of view, or from an accessibility point of view, and this is the constraints, and you need to work within those. But every now and again, you just have to go, oh, sod it, I'm gonna do something that's a bit crazy. I'm going to take a risk with the site. I'm going to push it in a new direction. Sometimes you have to go with your gut, and no amount of A/B testing or preparation is going to compare. But do you know the great thing about the web is everything is undoable. It's not like print where when it goes to press, you're stuffed. That's it. It's done. It's out there. With the web, you can always change it. You can undo what you've done. And I think the real entrepreneurs, the people that are doing really great stuff, are getting stuff out there and taking risks and making mistakes and trying again and trying a different approach. And so I think I'd encourage you to do that. In all of the kind of hints and tips that you hear, all the advice you hear online about managing a website, never forget that things can be undone, that you can afford to take risks, and you can afford to be adventurous when it comes to the web.